Yo.
There it was cracking.
I don't know nothing about that, but yeah.
So,
we wanted to start off by Tyler. How do you feel about the number one? The say something movement about all the wrestlers?
Oh man, I think you should leave with that.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like the movements become problems because it might be like one or two that's true, but then everybody start following suit, and then it become a bunch of bullshit.
And then that's how everything is.
But what about what Sammy Guevara said about Sasha Banks?
I don't even know what he said about Sasha Banks, so please enlighten me.
He said that he was a raper.
Wow.
He said like he was going to or didn't try to, but he was just like jokingly was like, man, I so would just run up and rape her, yo, like type shit like that.
Well, I mean, best believe she could get the dick, you know what I'm saying? But like, nobody should ever have to take any vagina anywhere, anytime. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
But I think not justifying it, but
because my brother,
he meant it like he was physically gonna do it. You know?
You know what I'm saying? Because as you know what I'm saying, as boys, we say shit joking around. You know what it is?
Yeah,
but I understand. That's a little extreme.
Yeah, but he way younger than us. You got to think he like what 21?
Nigga, that's not the wave though. These young boys not saying like, "Hey, word, I'll rape the shit out." Just, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you never know. You know, if you think about it, when we was his age, some of the shit we said to other people probably sounded crazy as fuck.
Yeah, but we ain't never take it. It was just some y'all. I fuck the shit out, or I'll bang her on every piece of furniture on my house. You know what I'm saying? Like. You know what it is, man.
But all right. So, who do you think? And it was better product in your opinion right now, AEW or NXT?
AEW, man.
And what for? What reason? I need reasons.
I don't know, man. It gives me a real nostalgia vibe. If anything does it, it's NXT. It's AEW right now. You feel me? I low-key feel like I'm in that ass end of the Nitro era. You know what I'm saying?
Are you talking about it as far as production value, as far as the wrestling, as far as the storytelling? What aspects are you talking about?
A little bit of like, both, because you feel me? Like, you hear the way the announcer comes on sound. It's got that Nitro feel to it. You know what I'm saying? I understand you ain't never going to get what Nitro was when it was in its prime. You know what I'm saying? Like Michael Buffer announcing the main event and shit like that, but
yeah,
it was little shit like that that made WCW pop back in the day. But
I mean, I do feel like they got a chance, and I feel like with the right direction, they could definitely be a viable competition for WWE. But they're competing with NXT. That's WWE's byproduct. They're not even competing with the main product right now.
So WWE says, nigga, the way I see it is NXT is their main product.
It can go either or, because honestly, they're bringing so many main stars back. Like, I've seen Charlotte on there. I've seen Sasha Banks has got like a match coming up or something like that. And Finn Balor, I don't know if he's like a main roster NXT or something. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's fully NXT now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I don't understand that, because why would you take less money? But either way, they're building that brand, and I like a lot of NXT better than I like a lot of regular WWE.
Building that
shit,
brand, but think about it like this: Finn low key made that brand.
Who?
Finn, amongst others, low key made that brand what it was.
I say Nakamura.
NXT didn't pop like that until, to me, when. And KO was going at it, and then when KO had that ladder match with Finn at Brooklyn.
For me, it was more Nakamura. I don't think I watched. I'm trying to think if I did watch before, like, the Nakamura period.
I ain't gonna lie, the first month Nakamura came out in WWE, I had to fucking mimic his little dance and shit to the ring every time he came out.
And not to take you off, but look at what they've done to him on the main roster.
Same thing they do to everybody on the main roster.
And that's why I'm getting mad at WWE, because people are going to AEW and they're shining. Take a look at what's the Perfect 10 dude with the man bun. Do you like him better than AEW?
I'm gonna tell you why. Because of how he debuted with a headshot with a chair.
Speaking of, while we on that subject, all right, people that's in AEW that have left WWE, there's a few. How do you feel about their characters versus their characters in WWE? And I'm gonna go down the list. We're gonna start with Jon Moxley.
Okay, well,
which I'm sure is obvious for you.
Definitely, the most successful. You know what I'm saying? As it stands, but what's my guy Brody Lee?
You feel me? So you prefer Jon Moxley over Dean Ambrose?
Damn right. Dean Ambrose character all right, got stale.
So now Luke Harper to Brody Lee. How do you feel about that?
A complete 360, man.
You prefer Brody Lee?
Yeah, the whole Wyatt family got shit.
No. Braun and Brad doing pretty good.
They did the Fiend foul and they dumbing Braun down. Like, Braun should be like Kane was when he first came around. You feel me?
They are, but all things considered, in today's age and time, Bray and Braun have done pretty good for themselves. All things considered, compared to their contemporaries, if you understand.
And it feels like kayfabe is dead, so.
Oh, it is. It's completely dead. But at the same time, you just got to take it for what it is. We're still fans. We're still watching for the enjoyment of it. We've been new to it. Even when I found out younger, I didn't want to believe it when I was younger. But, I mean, you know, it came pretty obvious as I got older.
But I still fuck with it. The pageantry of the business is what made you fuck with it.
Not even the pageantry. Just like the lights, the beef, the shit talking, you know what I'm saying? Like, when Stone Cold would come out and talk, and The Rock would talk cash shit, you know what I mean? It was pretty dope.
But so. People like us, man, we came up for the best time it was to be a wrestling fan, so shit.
You right. Well, but that can be argued, though, because you got people from the era before us that say their era was better.
But everybody who grows up on shit, that's what you hold your standard to, you feel me?
Exactly. But our standard is a high standard to beat, so I think that's why we haven't been too happy with anything thus far.
Unless you watch some CZW or something.
And even then, it's like vague attempts to, like, be, you know, like, people go overboard about to kill themselves, and they probably getting, what, $200 to do that shit.
And that's why we got the network, though.
Yeah, but who else is... All right, Jake Hager, how do you feel about him from... to AEW.
Man, I'm iffy on him because I can go with or without him. You feel me? He's just like, I'm neutral.
Do you consider his character a better character now than it was in
AEW? What the hell exactly is his gimmick?
I mean, he's just a brute. He's just a big brute. He's a bodyguard. He's like he's an MMA fighter. They're using that to his, you know, because you know he's undefeated in MMA right now. So, like, they're just he's a big badass. He's a Brock Lesnar type. Okay. You know what I mean?
I mean, can he cut a promo at all? Shit.
Not really, but I mean, he can, but he got that list.
I feel like if you could say somebody's doing better at one promotion than the other, then they have to goddamn at least show some kind of improvement, nigga.
I mean, I feel like his in-ring is there, but he's never been much of a mouthpiece because he got that list, but I think he knows that. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just when he talk, he don't sound intimidating at all.
Same with Brock.
So, goddamn, Jericho is his Jericho has been his mouthpiece, and I think
Jericho, goddamn it, is fucking shitting on anything he's done since. Goddamn, I fuck with AEW Jericho, man.
All right, do you? Yeah, I was just about to ask about Jericho too. Who else is somebody that's come from over there? Fuck. FTR, yo.
Yeah, definitely. You know what, though? Real talk? I haven't seen any of their work since they've been in AEW.
I seen one of their matches. It was all right. They beat the shit out some niggas. It's about to be them. Them and the Young Bucks are supposed to fight the Butcher and the Blade and the Lucha Brothers.
I like the Lucha Brothers.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of AEW is Pentagon Jr. is like one of my favorite wrestlers.
Another right motherfucker now. Since we can't think of nobody else from jumping. Well, Cody. Cody used to be in WWE.
That's we don't even have to go there, Cody. That's you know, we don't even have to, that's understood.
I can dig it. What about the chicks?
But none of them came from WWE though.
Right. One of them came from goddamn man.
But they their women's division, I feel like, needs more women because all they got is a very, very few. And the Chinese girl, the one that was the first champion, she's so little, I can't believe she gonna whoop somebody ass. They've got a man woman, and looks I don't like think
no
that's
Nyla
fair.
Rose, no Nyla Rose.
Yeah, that's I don't think that's fair because she's they're Nia Jax, but I mean Nia Jax has a vagina, you know.
But granted, Nia Jax was also in the Men's Royal Rumble.
Yeah, but China won the Intercontinental Championship. So, like, I mean, I'm not saying don't look. Let me stop for the gay people come for me. I do not care about that. You know what I'm saying? Please don't come for me. I'm just saying I don't think it's just weird that women's division has won. Like, I feel like Nyla Rose could have alone destroyed the whole women's division. I feel like her only competition is
some of the men's division.
Yeah, for real. Because a lot of them is small. Marco Stunt.
Darby Allin.
Yeah. They need some bigger dude. But then you say they need bigger dudes, and then they go get Brian Cage. This motherfucker looks like he drinks steroids.
Okay, what's the guy that does the F11? Or that, what is it? F10
Wardlow. I like Wardlow, though. I like Wardlow. He come out with MJF, right?
He strikes me of Abyss.
He does, kind of, but he can move for a big guy. His gimmick is good. MJF is good. I like them two together. I think Wardlow, I think in time he gonna do something. I like him.
What is it looking like for AEW's video game deal?
I have not looked into it, but I'm pretty sure they're definitely on the market for it. The only thing I've heard is that THQ got bought by somebody, and they're going to try to get THQ to do it with the old engine from, like, Nintendo 64. So that's the only thing that I've heard.
See, and I appreciate you having me on the show, sir. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know.
Seems how I'm a lot better looking than Jim Cornette, you feel me?
See, what it is I used to have a radio show in Utica, New York, and
I used to
pay people to demean me and tell me I couldn't read the news good.
Me and Susan had a farm once.
The lovely Chet Cheddarfield. Always good having you on, Chet.
Susan!
Well, nah, okay, well, hold on. Another one I want to talk about, though. Kenny Omega, I feel like his work rate has diminished very horribly. So, what the fuck, how you feel about Kenny Omega in AEW?
Put Okada in AEW and watch it change.
Yeah, but I feel like, I mean, how you feel like, do you feel like his matches have been bullshit?
Well, I mean, the matches I've seen with the Bucks have been spectacular, nigga.
I'm saying compared to his New Japan work, man.
Whoa.
Like, be real.
I mean, you can't. That's like saying Foley's ECW work and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't recreate magic like that.
I mean, I'm not hating. I fuck with Kenny Omega. I just think that his work, I feel like he's got a little lazy since he's got to United States. I don't know. I'm not seeing the same Kenny Omega. I mean, he still can do some crazy shit. He still makes you say, damn, but I don't know. I feel like he's trying to fit into Western wrestling, and I think he needs to stick to Japanese style wrestling and just bring it to America.
I think they fucked up breaking the club up.
Yeah, but they need to what they need to do is, I was just thinking about this the other day, they need to make something called like Worldwide Club or something, right? Something that they can trademark and not let the companies trademark it and have it go through each promotion, like have niggas in each promotion, like almost like a real live NWO, but have niggas in each promotion repping that shit and like trying to take over to the point where they, the fans, if the fans stand behind it, they'll do something with it. They'll fuck around and have a tournament with every, what I want to see for real is a tournament where they got like every, like WWE, AEW, New Japan, TNA, all these zones in like a tournament, like for like a crazy belt. They had this one tournament every, kind of like the G1, but with every fucking promotion that's worth it then.
Well, I want to see Becky Lynch naked, but you know how that goes, brother.
she preggo now, you nasty.
Wow. Is she really?
That's even better. Seth Rollins' babies.
All right, let me stop. The homeless Seth Rollins' babies.
He gonna curb stomp you, bro.
Nah, man, I joined his stable.
Yeah, I haven't been watching much. I mean, you know, I watch the highlights all the time, but I watch the pay per views and stuff.
And bruh, Seth used to be your boy. That used to be your man.
the Monday Night Messiah still is my dude.
Nah, he used to be what else you used to call him? You used to call him Jesus or something.
Yeah, he looked like Jesus, and that's why he's the Monday Night Messiah giving. He really looks like Jesus. He comes out. And like behind him in the Titantron is like a Jesus looking picture.
Rollins' best work on the main roster is when he was a heel after he won the belt, and then that's it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's doing some pretty good stuff. His work rate in the ring is impeccable, though.
Are they still doing empty arena?
Yeah, but they have, what they're doing is they have like people from NXT and like random people that work there, and people that, you know, have been tested and stuff like that, that they know don't got COVID come in, but it's only like, you know, enough people just to fill the around the ring, you know what I mean? They make a lot of noise, but they're piping in noise from old events, like old crowd noise, so it doesn't sound so empty.
I feel like they used to do that during Roman's entrances.
Yeah, they do that shit during the, but to me, honestly, it sounds better when you got real people there and they can yell, making a little bit of noise, and you just add some low. It makes it sound better, because hearing them niggas grunt and call fucking moves and shit make it sound crazy as a bitch.
I wish that man would go to AEW.
Who?
Robert.
You think so?
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, if he did, that would be the big changer, because that would be like when WCW got Hulk Hogan.
For real.
I mean, think about it. That's what John Cena, Undertaker, Roman Reigns, any of those three, if they was to acquire any of those three, that would be the equivalent of WCW acquiring Hulk Hogan.
Taker's done.
Yeah, Taker's not, but I'm hypothetically speaking. If they were to get one of them, that would be the game changer, where people would really be like, oh my God. Like, you know how many people would literally watch? They say that people hate him, but the numbers show if Roman Reigns went to AEW, their numbers would go way, 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 way higher.
Oh, Lord, way it's higher. The devil.
Nah, I mean, that shit would go way higher. So, yeah. I don't know.
Dang, man. Know. I think AEW is the better product, though, from the jump.
I feel like their storylines ain't as good, and sometimes their bookings a little conjumbled, but I do like the wrestling.
Hey, man,
the
wrestling. We'll hire Vince Russo and call it a day.
No, Vince Russo's a fucking prick.
No, there goes Jim Cornette.
Jim Russo's a fucking prick. Thank you, fuck you, bye.
It smells like Yokozuna's ass.
Yeah, but yeah, man, I just had to touch on that real quick. We had to do this episode real quick, touch on a couple things. This is my dude, Chet Cheddarfield.
Here.
It's me, Chad Too Bad.
Your boy.
It's me.
Your boy.
It's me, Tex Ferguson.
You got a new jacket?
Hey, you think Susan did buy me a new jacket?
I got some gator boots that I know you can't afford.
I got some boots that were cut from the bottom of a crocodile's belly.
She gave me.
She gives to me because of this.
She gave me a baby text. That's it.
Yeah, man. Chet Cheddarfield on here, man. We out.
Your boy.
Just check out the podcast, yo, and stay healthy. Don't get coronavirus and wear condoms.